Hilchas Choyvel Umazik, the laws of personally inflicted damages and injuries, Perek Sheni, Chapter 2. This chapter contains 20 halachas. The subject matter of this chapter deals with the five items that one has to pay when he committed a personal injury to his fellow man. It deals with specifics of how some of these items are evaluated and in what cases one has to pay for them. Halacha Aleph, Hachoyvel b'chaveirei chabola shehuroi l'shalim hachamisha devarim. If one caused an injury to his fellow man, and it was an injury which was subject to payment of the five things, that is, the nature of the injury was such that he caused all five things, that is, Nezek, he caused a damage, and he has to pay for it. Tzad, he caused pain. He caused a physical injury, which required medical attention. He caused him to be unemployed for a period of time while he was recovering, and he caused him embarrassment. Then, Meshalim Chamisha, in such a case, he has to pay all five items. Hizikoy Nezek She'en Bayelo Arba, if he caused an injury that has only four of these items in it, in the nature of the injury, Meshalim Arba, he pays only four. Examples will be given. Shloisha, if he caused only three of these items, Meshalim Shloisha, he pays for three. Shnayim, if he caused two, Meshalim Shnayim, he pays for two. Echad, if he caused only one of these items, Meshalim Echad, he pays for one. Halacha Beis, Ketzad, for example. Kota Yoda Yoiragloi, if he cut off his fellow man's hand or foot, Oy Etzba, or a finger, mayhem, a finger from his hand or his foot, or he caused him to be blind in an eye, Meshalim Chamisha, in such a case, he has to pay all five things. Nezek, he has to pay damage, Vitzar, pain, Veripui, and medical expenses, Vishavis, and unemployment, Uboishas, and embarrassment. Hikohu al Yodoi, if he struck him on his hand, and he didn't cut off his hand, Vitzavsa, the hand swelled up, Vesaifa Larzar, but in the end, it will heal, the swelling will go down and the hand will heal. Al Einoy, if he struck him on the eye, Umardan, the eye began to tear, Vesefa Lichyois, but in the end, the injured eye will be healed. Mishalim Arba, in such a case, he only pays for four things. He doesn't pay for damage because there was no damage. Tzar, he pays Tzar, Veribui Veshefes Veboishes. He pays only for pain and medical expenses, unemployment and embarrassment. He called al roishoy v'tzava, if he struck him on the head and it swelled up, Mishalim Shloisha, he pays only three. Tzar, he pays him for pain, Veripui, and medical expenses, Uboishes, and embarrassment. He does not pay for damage because there was no damage, and he does not pay for unemployment, because when he was struck on the head, it didn't interfere with his employment. He called b'mokim she'enei nireh, if he struck him on a place where the injury is not visible, k'goy shehiko al birkov oy begaboy, for instance, he struck him on his knee or on his back, mishalim shnayim, now there's no embarrassment, he pays only two items, tzar v'ripui, pain, and medical expenses. He kohu b'mitpachas shebiyodoy, if he struck him not with a hand or something, but he struck him with his handkerchief, oy bishtar, or he struck him with some piece of paper, v'chayotze b'ailu, or some such thing, which did not cause pain either, noisin achas, now he pays only one item, v'hi ha'boishes bilvad, he pays only for the embarrassment. Halocha gimel, k'va'ohu b'shipud, if he burned him with a hot metal stake, oy b'masmer, or he struck him with a nail, al siparnav, on his nail, on his fingernail, b'mokim she'ena oisech habur, in a place where it does not cause an actual wound, v'loy ma'akiv malocha, and it does not interfere with his occupation, mishalim hatzar bilvad, now he pays only for the pain. Hishko sam, if he caused him to drink some poisonous substance, or isochi sam, or he smeared some poisonous substance upon him, vishina mare oiroi, and because of this, the appearance of his skin changed, mishalim loy ripui bilvad, he pays only for the medical expenses that are required, at sheyachzer mareu kishahoya, to restore his appearance to what it was before. Osrei becheder, if he locked him up in a room, he caused no injury at all to him, but he locked him up in a room and wouldn't let him out. Now he pays only for the unemployment, for the time that the man was locked up and could not go about his ordinary business. And so any similar case, he pays only for those items that he inflicted. If one shaved off the hair from his fellow man's head, he pays only for the embarrassment. There's no damage here, even though he removed his hair, because in the end the hair will grow back. If, however, he removed the hair from his head by some chemical, or he burned him, in such a way that the hair will never grow back, now he has to pay five things. Benezek, he has to pay for the injury, since a bald slave is less attractive to the customer and will command a smaller price. Bitzar, he has to pay for pain, veripui, and medical expenses. Sharei yishameim roishe minakviya, he has to pay for pain, because his head will become heated. The skin of his head becomes heated from the burn, or minasam, or from the chemical. And he ends up with pain in his head. And he pays for his unemployment too. What unemployment did he suffer by having his head cut off? Because it used to be a custom, entertainers, there was a particular kind of entertainment where the entertainer would dance. He had long hair and he would dance, and as he would dance, his locks of hair would shake to and fro. And now he can no longer perform such an entertainment, and he loses the income he could have from that. To shake the locks of his hair while he is dancing. And it turns out that now he cannot engage in this occupation. He has to pay for embarrassment. Because this is certainly, there's no greater embarrassment than for someone having to walk around in public with his head bald. So, to summarize, what have we learned till now? One who removed from his fellow man a limb, some part of the body, which will not grow back, has to pay all five things. Even if he only knocked out a tooth, which is not a severe damage to the whole body, nevertheless, he has to pay all the things, because it's impossible to knock out a tooth without his having some pain in the mouth, at least for a short while. Even though there's no, what medical expenses can be paid here, the tooth itself, there's no medical attention that will restore the tooth. Nevertheless, besar hashinayim tzarech refuah, the gums in which the tooth was growing have to be healed. Halacha vav, afilu chisrei kisayra meyor psori, even if all he removed was a little piece of skin, the size of a hair's breadth of skin, chayav b'chamisha dvarim, he has to pay all five things. Sha'or eini choizeh, because skin itself does not grow back. Ela tzalekes, only scar tissue grows in where the skin was removed. It's not real skin. Even though it will heal, it's not healed with real skin. Lefichach, therefore, hachoyvel b'chaveiroi, if one injured his fellow man, v'kora ha'oyed, and he tore the skin, v'hoitzi mimenu dam, and blood flowed from it, chayev b'chamisha dvarim, he has to pay all five things. Halocha zayin, hamavis chaveiroi, one who frightened his fellow man, he did not cause a physical injury, but he frightened him, even though the victim became sick because of the fright. The one who caused this injury does not have to pay. He cannot be forced to pay in the human courts. V'chayev b'dinei shamayim. Nevertheless, he has committed a sin, and the heavenly court will punish him, therefore to remove himself from that, from the punishment of the heavenly court, he has to pay. V'hu shaloi noga boy, but this, that he, by human court, he cannot be made to pay, is only if he did not touch him at all. Ela kigoyin shetzoak me'achayrav, only he frightened him, for instance, by screaming suddenly from behind him, and frightening him, or he suddenly jumped out in front of him and appeared before him while he was walking in a dark place, and he frightened him, some similar case where he didn't touch him at all. So also, if he hollered into someone's ear, and he caused him to be deaf in that ear, since he did not cause an actual contact with him, he, by human court, he cannot be made to pay, and he's punished only by heavenly court, and therefore he should pay. Ochzoi, if he grabbed him, and he smacked him in the ear, and this caused him to be deaf, or he grabbed him, he touched him, and he pushed him, while he frightened him, even though the push itself didn't cause an injury, it was the fright that caused the injury. Or he grabbed his clothes, and the person was injured by fright. Or some similar case where there was actual physical contact. Now, he has to pay. It's my opinion, says the Rambam, in a case where the injured party, Sha'omar said, the injured party claims, I have become deaf, or my eye has become blind because of the injury. He says, I cannot see or I cannot hear due to the injury that the person inflicted upon me. He is not to be believed. Shaharei ein onu makirim hadava, because there's no way we can determine such a thing. Shemoyarim, possibly he is lying. And he cannot go about his usual occupation because the hand is swollen. But in the end it will heal. Noisen loy demei shiftei shol kol yoim v'yoim. He pays him the amount of his unemployment day by day for the number of days he was unemployed. Kepoil botel shall oisa melocha shabotel mimenu. He pays him what he would take as an unemployed worker of that work. Well, in other words, what he would have earned. V'imchisrei eiver. If, however, he did remove a limb from him, or he did cut off his hand, now he's in paying for the loss, paying the damage of the loss of the hand. This includes the loss of what he can do with the hand. He pays him the cost of the hand, which is the damage. V'shevis, now how do we estimate the unemployment? We cannot estimate unemployment due to the loss of the hand because he's paid him for the whole hand. However, we estimate him as if he were a watchman in a cucumber patch. The watchman in the cucumber patch is nothing more than a living scarecrow, and he doesn't need his hand to do that. But now that he's been sick, he couldn't do even kama huschar shaymek yishiyoim, and we estimate how much is paid as a salary watchman of the cucumber patch each day. V'oisen cheshben kol yemei chol yishalzeh, and we evaluate how many days this person was sick and could not even have done such a thing. V'noisen lo, and he pays him that. V'cheinim kotar agloi, so also if he cut off his foot, now he could not guard the cucumber patch either, and he's been paid for that in the loss of the foot. We estimate him as if he were a doorman. A doorman doesn't even need his foot either. He just has to sit there at the door. Sima einoi, if he blinded him in an eye. His unemployment for the loss of the eye doesn't count because he's paying him for the whole eye, but we evaluate as if he had been grinding by pushing a millstone. And pushing a millstone, even a blind person can do, as we find in the case of Shimshon. V'chein kol kayotzi bazen. So any similar case, he pays him for unemployment in an occupation that he could have engaged in, even with the loss of the limb. Halochi yud beis. Hiko eschaveri al oznoi. if he struck his fellow man on his ear, oy ochzoi v'toka ba'oznai, or he grabbed him and he blew into his ear, v'charshoi, and it caused him to be deaf, noisen loy demei kuloi. Now, in such a case, he pays him his full value, shahari einei roi limlocha klal, because now he cannot do any work at all. He would be willing to pay to have it done this way rather than that way, or mishalim hamazik, and in such a case, the one who caused the injury pays. Here we do not evaluate how much. Since such a person cannot follow instructions, he is unemployable. Halacha yud gimel simas einai. Here's a case where he committed successive injuries. Simas einai, he blinded him in an eye. Veloyam duhu, and the court did not yet evaluate how much the loss of the eye was. Kotas yodoi, now he cut off his hand. Veloyam duhu, and now again the court did not evaluate how much was the loss. Vekotas ragli, he cut off his foot. Veloyam duhu, and the court did not yet estimate how much it was worth. However, we know that the person is worth less. Va'achaka chershoi, afterwards he caused him to be deaf. Now, how much was he? Now we do not know how much his full value was, since his full value was less after the first injuries. How much is the value of the deafness? Hoyu v'loyam du, since they did not estimate l'chol nezek v'nezek how much the loss was for each separate casualty, noisen loy de mekula, he has to pay him his full value, as he was before any of the injuries. Amdu l'chol nezek v'nezek, if however they estimated how much was the loss for each successive injury, v'achakach amdu l'kuloi, and thereafter they estimated that he caused them to be deaf and he has to pay the vilvad. In such a case, nevertheless, he pays only the full value that he was worth, and he does not pay each injury separately and then the full value. V'im tofas ha'nizak nezak kol eva v'eva. If, however, the one who was injured took the money that was worth for each separate injury, each separate limb separately, with the mekulei, and besides that, he also collected the amount of the full amount unauthorizedly. Now he's the one who's in possession. And mitziyim biyodei, we do not remove it from him, because this is a case where we're in doubt as to the law, and therefore the one who has possession is the one who keeps it, unless the other one can prove it. Halacha yudalet keitzad misharen haripui. How do we estimate the cost of medical expenses? Oimdim kama Yomim yichye zeh mechoili zeh, how many days, we estimate how many days it will take for this person to be healed from his sickness, v'kama hu tzarich, and how much he needs in medical expenses for each day, v'noisen loy miyad, and he pays him immediately the full amount. He does not pay him for each day separately. V'mechayv moise lite dvayoy b'yoymoy, we do not require him to pay for each day separate, so that even if the length of time it took him to be healed was longer than they had originally estimated, he does not pay more. Halocha tezvav, v'chein ha-sheves, so also unemployment. Oim demoisa, we estimate how long it will take. V'noisen ha-kril miyad, he pays the whole thing immediately. V'imhoyam is galgil b'cholyoy, and if his sickness is stretched out, v'hoylich, and it went longer, v'orech boy ha'choyli yoyse ha'mashavdu, and it took longer than what they had originally estimated, and a moisef leiklum, he does not add anything to the payment. V'chein, in hivri miyad, and so also, if unexpectedly he became immediately cured, ein peichsim loy mimashamdu, we do not subtract the cost from what had originally been estimated. Halocha tezayin, b'med varim amurim, when do we say this, that we do not change it, and even if he was healed and not subtract, kisherotza hamazik shezuot akonehiloi, in the case where originally the one who caused the injury was willing to pay everything at once, since this, if however the one who caused the injury said, I do not want to follow this decree, which was made for my benefit, I will pay him each day separately, he is may do it, and if he was healed immediately, he will pay him only the actual costs. If, however, it took longer now, he has to pay him the extra. Halacha yudzayin, amalei hanizik, psoik imi. If the injured one said to him, Psoik imi, pay me the amount of money, v'tein al yodi, give me the money, v'ani arapi es atzmi, and I will heal myself, ein shoymim loy. We do not listen to him. He cannot say such a thing. We have to have competent medical assistance being paid their ordinary fee. Sharei oimeloi, because the one who caused the injury can say to him, Shem aloi terapi atzmicha, what do I do? Maybe you won't heal yourself and you'll be sick forever. V'achzik ani kemazik, and everyone will say, I caused your injury. Ela noisin loi dvayoim biyoim, he pays him each day how much it costs, v'poisik ala koil, or he pays him everything at once. V'noisin demei haripuy al yidei bezdin, and he deposits the cost of the cure with bezdin, and bezdin will pay the medical practitioners. Haloch yudches, amaloi hamazik, if the one who caused the injury says to him, don't hire outside doctors. Ani arapi oischo, I am a doctor and I will cure you myself. Or yeshli roifi shemerapi bechinam, or I have a friend who is a doctor and he will do it for free. Ein shoymim loy. We do not listen to him. Ela maybe roifi umenu merapeu bischar. He has to bring a competent doctor who will be paid for curing him, because the rule always is that if the doctor cures without a fee, he will not be as diligent in the cure as he would be if he's being paid. Halacha yutes harei shaloi posak imoy, if in the case where he did not pay him everything, ela hoya merape yoim v'yoim, but he took the option of paying each day separately, and growths grew on the place where the injury was because of the injury, or the injury was disturbed after it was healed and it became injured again. Now he has to cure him, and he has to pay him once again his unemployment for the second relapse. If growths grew in the place that were not directly caused by the injury, they were caused because there was now scar tissue there, and growths grew because of the scar tissue, he has to pay the medical bills, but he does not pay for his unemployment. If the victim went against medical advice and did what the doctor ordered him not to do, and he caused the injury to become graver, stronger upon him, now he does not have to pay him medical bills to correct his own negligence. When the bezdin causes the one who made the injury to pay, they say how much he is to pay and they make him pay it, everything is collected all at once, and he is not given any extension of time to get the money and pay it. In this chayiv beboishes bilvad, however, in the one case where he pays none of the four things and pays only for embarrassment, such as where he had struck him with his handkerchief, where no injury was caused and he pays only for the embarrassment, in such a case, koivim loizman l'shalem. Now, if the one who caused the injury does not have cash to pay with, we give him time to get money and pay it. Why do we make an allowance in this case? Shaharei loichisrei mamin, because in this case, there was no loss of money whatsoever.